He appeared harmless at first, his words honeyed with false promises and feigned affection. Like a sweet melody whispered in the ear, his voice lulled me into a false sense of security, painting a picture of a life filled with love and happiness. But as the days turned into weeks, and the weeks into months, his true nature emerged like a slithering serpent, poisoning the air with his venomous presence. Behind closed doors, his facade crumbled, revealing the twisted darkness that lurked beneath his charming exterior. His touch, once gentle and reassuring, became a cruel reminder of my captivity, leaving bruises upon my skin that no amount of time can erase. His words, once filled with sweetness, turned sharp with anger and resentment, slashing through the fragile threads of my hope like a knife through silk. And yet, despite the pain and suffering he inflicted upon me, I remained trapped in his grasp, bound by the chains of obligation and fear. For in a world where survival often meant sacrificing one's own happiness, I had no choice but to endure, clinging to the faint glimmer of hope that someday, somehow, I would find a way to break free from the suffocating embrace. He turned to drink to drown the demons that haunted his troubled soul, his anger boiling over into fits of violence and cruelty. The once warm glow of affection in his eyes was replaced by a fiery intensity, fueled by the poison coursing through his veins. I became the unwilling recipient of his rage, my body bearing the bruises of his wrath like a twisted badge of honor. Each blow was a painful reminder of my captivity, a testament to the power he held over me. And yet, even as the bruises faded and healed, the scars they left behind served as a permanent reminder of the torment I endured at his hands. Trapped in a constant cycle of fear and servitude, I felt like nothing more than a pawn in his cruel game. Initially, I endured his relentless assaults on both my body and my spirit, reduced to little more than an object for his pleasure and his rage. Alone and helpless, I found myself trapped in a nightmare with no end in sight. With no one to turn to and no refuge from the torment, I suffered in silence, my anguish echoing within the confines of our home. The people around us seemed oblivious to my plight, their indifference adding to the weight of my burden. In the suffocating grip of despair, I endured his abuses in silence, each blow and each cruel word driving me further into the depths of hopelessness. But when I became pregnant with his child, his interest in me waned, and I became just another target for his violence.